Good afternoon, Miss Ashley Monroe. Look what the wind blew in.
Oh, yes. Just blew in.
It's Rose at Ashley Monroe, 106.7 KJAC Country. Well, you've been singing for an awfully long time.
Yes.
I mean, I did a little homework on you, of course. What, since 11?
Yeah,
further back?
I think I sang, the first time I sang in public was at church when I was 10. And then I got up again the next Sunday and I forgot the words to one of the hymns and I'm bald. And I was like, I'm never singing again. I did, thank God. And then I started singing, I'm from Knoxville. So I would sing in Pigeon Forge at talent shows and tractor pulls and things like that. And
that's how you cut your teeth, right?
I had to start somewhere.
In fact, when you were growing up as a kid, I mean, everybody has like these artists that they listened to as they were growing up. That was the backdrop of your life. So what are some of the artists that influenced you as a singer?
I listened to everybody. I listened to so many different kinds of music growing up, from like Bonnie Raitt, Eagles, to Dolly, to Tammy, Loretta, Eddie Arnold, Jim Reeves.
I love that.
Black Crowes. I mean, I listened to all kinds of music really when I was little, yeah.
That's very cool. You're working with on your solo career, and how did you meet up with like Miranda? Did you meet Miranda before you met Blake, or how did that all go down?
Yeah, I had met her because we were both on Columbia Records, and I just made a record called Satisfied, and she had just made Kerosene, and she heard my Satisfied record and sent me a text saying, you know, how much she loved it and stuff. And then I met Blake soon after that.
And I love the fact, too, that you guys, you worked with Blake prior to Lonely Tonight. You also did another duet on your album, which incidentally was produced by Vince Gill.
Yes.
I was so thrilled to hear it, to see that when I was reading up on you. I love Vince.
Yeah, he's, oh my gosh.
He's a sweetheart.
And he's so good that it's silly. But yes, me and Vince wrote a song called You Ain't Dolly, You Ain't Porter. And Blake did a duet with me on my first album. So yeah, I'm proud of that one too, big time.
That's a great song. It really is. Well, so you got together with the girls. And how did you guys wind up putting Pistol Annie's together? That's something I've always been curious about.
I had known Angelina, so it was Holler Annie, for a while. Her and I had written some in Nashville, and then obviously me and Miranda had been friends for a while. So Miranda and I had just came back from a camping trip. We were in Oklahoma. This was 2011, I guess, or 2010. And we were just sitting on her couch. We were kind of tired. We had written these songs. We wrote Bad Example. We wrote Boys from the South. We wrote Beige.
Great songs, too.
Yeah, all on the first Pistol Annie's record. And,
right.
And we had kind of been talking earlier that day when we got back, like, are these for you or for me? I can't tell. And I was like, I don't know. We don't need to give them away to anybody. So anyway, that night, her and I were sitting on the couch, and I go, it's almost like I just heard it in my head, I was like, you need to play her Angelina's music, and I did, and when I did, we called Angelina that night, and Miranda's like, I have to meet you, I think it's a trio, I think we're a girl band, and I was like, that's two, so it worked.
And it did.
Yeah.
Hell on heels, honey.
Oh, yeah, we wrote that a couple months after.
That's great.
Yeah.
We're talking with Ashley Monroe. Now you have piqued my interest. You were talking about camping with Miranda. We'll find out what that's all about coming up in just a few moments on 106.7 KJAC Country. So we're back with Ashley Monroe. Well, you just mentioned that you went camping with Miranda. What's that like?
Oh, fun. We're tough girls, I tell you. It was just her and I and her two of her dogs. Yeah, we're resourceful. We can survive, that's for sure.
Country girl can survive, that's right. So I hear you guys have nicknames for each other.
The Pistol Annie?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Hippie Annie because I'm most of the time like the peacemaker and just like, everyone just calm down. And then Anne just Holler Annie because she's from Kentucky in a holler. And then Miranda's Lone Star Annie because she's from
Texas. Of course. I love that. You guys have any more albums planned for the future?
Nothing planned. We have a ton of songs we haven't recorded yet. So I imagine that we will at some point.
Well, then your album, what is it? Your second solo album, Like a Rose, came out.
Yes, Like a Rose came out. And then I have a new one that comes out July 24th called The Blade, which I'm so excited about. Vince also produced that one, and it's super special to me.
He's got such a great ear for everything musically. He's really an amazing person.
He does, and he hears everything too. So when I sing in front of him, I make sure I'm singing on key.
On point, right?
On point, yes. I'm very aware Vince is listening when I'm singing in front of him.
I think the best thing about that, though, is that you're going to have the absolute best album that you could ever record.
Yeah, it's the best I'm capable of, for sure.
That's great. Now, I got to ask this question because I was curious about this. Now, how did Blake approach you about the song Lonely Tonight?
You know, he just texted me and he said, hey, I've got this song I just found and it's a hit and it'll definitely be a single and I want you to sing on it with me and it'll kind of set you up for, you know, your release for Onto Something Good, and you know, I really think that you'll sound great on it, but you have to love the song, he said. So I was like, oh my gosh, email it to me right now, because I had no idea, you know, what it was. So I thought, oh, please be something I like. But but I did, obviously.
And it was a big hit.
It was a big hit. It all happened so fast.
That's great. And I just heard On to Something Good, played it just a little while ago.
I'm so excited to hear it.
Oh, I'm so glad you heard that. Now, Vince, once again, produced this song and the album itself. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, was he doing background vocals? I could have swore I heard his voice on.
I'm sure he tucks himself in a lot of the songs. His voice blends really well with mine. And I'm so happy when I hear him singing on my songs. But yeah, I think he's on that one. I know I'm on that one too. I do some of my own background vocals too. So.
Well, you sing with a lot of other folks. You've been doing this for a while, girl. Pat Monahan from Train.
Yeah, these bruises.
Yep. I love it. And Jack White.
Yeah, I just cut a live album at his Third Man Records place. He has a room in there called the Blue Room. And I did a show that was live to acetate, which was a lot of pressure.
I bet. You know? I can only imagine.
So we stayed and celebrated a bit. But yeah, he's a great friend. And he heard me on the Opry. And that's how he found out about me.
That's so cool. Funny. What I loved his project with Loretta Lynn.
Oh yeah, Van Leer.
Van Leer Rose.
Yeah. I sang on the Wanda Jackson one that he produced, and then I went on tour with them for a little bit too. Wanda Jackson and Jack White and the Third Man Band. That was pretty.
I saw that. That's great.
Yeah.
You've done so much, and we're just so happy for you right now. Things are going really, really well. And again, your album is about to be released.
Yes, ma'am. July 24th.
All right, everybody, be looking for it. And you can also hear the new single, Onto Something Good, on Spotify, right?
Spotify, and it's on iTunes as well.
There you go. Download it today.
Yes,
ma'am. Ashley, God bless you, dear. We're so happy for your success. We wish you all the best here in KJUG Country.
Thank you.